This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. A Sterlington man has been sentenced, 35-year-old Joshua Bosley, sentenced to 110 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release for distributing 109 grams of pure methamphetamine. The case was investigated by the FBI, the DEA, and the ATF. West Monroe police are asking for help in finding a missing person. They're looking for a missing teen. The teen is named Alyssa Allen, 16 years old, was last seen wearing a black pantsuit and no shoes. She is white, 5'6", 115 pounds. If you have information, you're asked to contact the West Monroe Police at 396-2722. Well, it's finally going to be some nice weather this weekend in Louisiana after two frontal systems ushering in rain and clouds move through the state. State climatologist Barry Kimes says one is going down the coast, the other coming through from the north, and he says there could be some rain throughout parts of Louisiana.
The beauty of this, though, is some much cooler Canadian air is expected to sort of filter in from behind this front, and we are looking at glorious fall weather for the weekend.
Lows Saturday morning will be in the mid-50s across the northern parishes, in the 60s in South Louisiana. And the kicker, Kimes says, is the high temperatures will only get into the lower 70s. On Sunday, he says North Louisiana will be in the upper 40s and the 50s in the south.
So we're looking at highs in the 70s for both Saturday and Sunday. It's with clear skies, it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
And as we get into next week, the mercury will slowly increase, but it will still be very fall-like. After having to stay indoors due to excessive heat over the summer, Kimes says this weekend is the weather we've been waiting for.
So, hey, get out there and enjoy it. We've been beat down so bad with this summer. This is going to be a real taste of fall weather, and it's going to be unbelievable.
Former LSU quarterback T.J. Finley returns to the Bayou State Saturday when Texas State visits UL Lafayette. Finley's playing well. The Bobcats averaging 43 points a game, which leads the Sun Belt, and they're averaging 10 yards per pass. Cajuns coach Michael DeSormo says Texas State is tough to defend.
It's not like they're just dropped back and guys down the field all over the place. There's a lot of just kind of dinks and dunks in space and take the one-on-ones, and their big ones usually come from some of those one-on-ones, or they'll make you miss out in the flat and then go. So they do a good job getting out of his hand, and he makes good decisions with it.
And the Warhawks will be at home on Saturday night at 6 p.m. taking on South Alabama.